I generally try to sit on the fence. It's part of my job. But this is one thing that I don't mind saying, that I believe the date should be changed. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But the rally on Tuesday last year, I should say, was the first one that was held in Devonport. What's actually happening on Tuesday next week this year?
Yes, so Tuesday at Limilinatura, the Devonport Bluff, we're expecting crowds of hundreds to attend the bluff to call for a change of date to the offensive and racist celebrations of January 26th.
Look, a recent survey said that only about 11% of Australians believe it should be changed, but I reckon it's probably more than that. I think a lot of people are just a bit neutral about it, or they think, oh, well, someone else can change it, I'm not going to make a fuss about it. But this is an opportunity for not just for Indigenous people, but for non-Indigenous people who support the idea to come and show their strength, because they won't be going to other things that normally happen on Australia Day.
Yeah, look, I think the general public are keen to have a day that we can celebrate the lives that we live here in Australia. But I think it's the government that's ramming the celebrations of January 26th down the throats of people who just want to celebrate, but also understand the offensiveness of doing it on January 26th. Australia is one of the only countries in the world that continues to celebrate on the anniversary of the invasion of someone's country. So, you know, in the last couple of years, the numbers of people turning out to our rallies have tripled, and I think it's just going to be even bigger and better this year.
And you'd be noticing too that they're not all Indigenous people, so it is a concern of everyone in people from all walks of life.
Yeah, I think the Invasion Day rallies have been the best example of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people coming together to fight for what we know is right. We started off with a group of Aboriginal people seeing January 26th as a day of mourning for the many lives lost during the invasion of this country. But since then, we've seen thousands and thousands of people all around the country, as well as here in Nipaluna, Hobart and Devonport, showing that it's not just an Aboriginal issue. This is the history of the state and the country that we all call home. So it's not just an Aboriginal issue, and many non-Aboriginal people feel just as passionately and strong about changing the date as what we do.
Well, I've spoken about this before. I've said that the Kiwis, they get it. They seem to understand. They signed a treaty with the Maoris, and they actually celebrate Treaty Day as their national day. And maybe that's something that needs to be done in Australia, because as we know, the Constitution has to be changed for that to happen. But these aren't ideas that have come up in the last couple of years. They've been around for a while, haven't they? So it's been called for a long time now.
Yeah, look, I think if people need the opportunity to learn about what January 26 actually symbolises, I've been brought up knowing about the massacres that have that took place right around Tasmania, which is why I feel so passionately about changing the offensive celebrations on January 26. So I think once people start to learn and realise you know, what January 26 really symbolises, then people will want to see a change of the date. And then we can start looking at not just changing the date, but seeing some of the land that was stolen from Aboriginal people returned to Aboriginal ownership, and talking about a treaty between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people so that we can move forward together.
With the date, I think one of the things that you know, we love as Australians is having a public holiday in the middle of January. It's summer, the weather's great, and I'm fearing that some people don't want to give up that long weekend in January, as it happens sometimes when it falls. Do you have a date when you'd like to see it changed to? I think a lot of people just don't want to give up the long weekend, as simple as that, regardless of what the history of the day is to some people.
Yeah, look, I haven't been able to join in those celebrations, but I can see that a long weekend in the summer months in Tasmania would be great. You know, to us, it's nothing but a race-based celebration on January 26th. Any other day apart from that date to us would show an understanding and appreciation of what January 26 really symbolises. So I think it'd be great to start having those conversations about a new date, but unfortunately we're still waiting on the on the Prime Minister, who's lacking behind the rest of the country, who hasn't stood up and agreed to talk about changing the date yet.
But, one of the things that people have spoken about, of course, is Australia becoming a republic eventually, and the suggestion is, well, you know, they're probably going to wait until the Queen passes away. If we become a republic, then the now Republic Day would be a national holiday, wouldn't it, that could replace Australia Day?
Yeah, look, as I said, we'd be happy to be able to join in the celebrations on any date, but it's just not possible for us on January the 26th.
Yeah, okay. So what time's the event happening on Tuesday in Devonport, Nala?
So gathering at 11:45 to start at 12 o'clock. There'll be a ceremony to acknowledge the lives that were lost during the invasion of Tasmania in Australia. We've got some great speakers lined up, and some entertainment will be happening as well.
Terrific. Let's hope that you get some good numbers on Tuesday. I think, you know, when you look at some of the things that have changed in Australian life in the last, you know, 5 or 10 years, you talk about gay marriage, you talk about voluntary assisted dying, which has just gone through in the Tasmanian Parliament. Mm-hmm. Those sorts of things, there was a lot of resistance to those initially, and now they've gone through. Do you feel in your heart of hearts that the date will change at some stage in the future?
Yeah, look, I'd say give it a couple of years. As I said, each year we're seeing hundreds and thousands more people turn up for our rallies. And I think, you know, the more we talk about these things, the more people start to understand them, then the sooner we'll see change. And I definitely think that we'll see a change of date in the next couple of years.
Terrific. Nala, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Martin.